Late last year, I had the privilege to attend an Audi Sport Drive Day at Phillip Island Grand Prix Circuit. On the day, I got to drive an RS3 on the skid pan, trying but failing to perfect drifting and slides. On the track, I drove the latest RS e-tron GT and the RS6 Avant Performance. The RS e-tron GT was blindingly quick off the mark, and with its wide track and instant torque, it powered its way around the track. The RS6, however, was my pick for the day. There really is nothing better than that deep V8 burble, the exhaust notes under acceleration and the blips as you change down gears. The benefit of the drive day was that I could push my boundaries on the track. Just when I started to think I was doing okay, all I needed to do was realise that the instructor was cruising ahead of me, keeping an eye on me in the rearview mirror and talking through a two-way radio, correcting my line and braking, etc., all while driving at race speeds. I've done a number of these style of days over the years, and I cannot recommend enough that if you are keen to experience what a car can really do on a racetrack, the Audi Sport Drive Days are first class. This is the Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Staying up to date with everything happening in the world of EVs is really easy. ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide today for a road test of Australia's most popular hybrid, the Toyota Camry. Speaking of the Camry, there's big changes afoot for the model in 2024. Read all about it on EcoCarGuide. And check out the very cool Munro Series 4x4, an amazing vehicle. EcoCarGuide.com.au.